Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire area with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are you this morning?
All right, Ben, how are you?
Very well, thank you. There's a bit of waterworks going on.
Yes, there is. We're going to be undertaking some repair works, which is going to impact on some people. So today, there'll be some works out at Woodlands Ridge Estate between 8:30 and 3 p.m. So there'll be impacts on the water. This is all weather permitting, but looking at the forecast,
It's looking all right.
Going to go right. Yeah, so these works are essential for the long-term longevity of the system. And the other works are going to happen on the following day, on the 10th Wednesday, where it'll be out on Common Road, Industrial Road, Cole Road, and East Crescent up on the Common area.
Yep.
And that'll be between 8:30 and 2:30 p.m. And the council apologises for any inconvenience, but we need to do this work so that if we do have a break, so that we don't have breaks further down the line which have greater impact.
It's just got to be done sometimes, so make sure you boil the kettle if you're in those areas over the next couple of days. Also, Wybong Road is going to be shut for some time.
Yes, so the last council meeting, council approved these works on the Wybong Road, basically between Mount Pleasant entrance down to Overton Road. Now, this bit of road has been suffering badly for a long time now, and as part of their community funding, the MAC is putting up the money and managing this work. So it'll involve widening of the road, which is, for those who travel on, will know that it's fairly narrow places, and also it's very rough and uneven in places as well. So we'll end up with a fairly good bit of road between those things. Now, the reason it will impact on people, and they'll have to bypass through the Bengala Link Road through the town and to head north that way, or reverse that if they're heading the opposite way. But the reason we're doing it this way is that it actually minimises the long-term impact on people. So instead of having 6 to 8 months of impact, they'll only have a 3-month impact.
It's the ounce of prevention situation.
Yes, it is.
All right. And also, what's the word on the war on waste?
Okay. So council has got a program up for the war on waste. So it's for small, medium businesses, community groups, charities, childcare, and schools based in the Muswellbrook Shire area. And it's invited to apply for financial and practical support for the council's War on Waste program. So the grants were from $6,000 for business and $4,000 for community groups. And funds are available to be matched with funds that those groups might want to put in. But those contributions by those organisations can also be in kind, so that'll be taken into account. So it's basically the whole idea of the war on waste is reducing the amount of material that goes into the landfill, and that also reduces the amount of gases and that are produced from the landfill. So the grant applications close at 4 p.m. on Monday the 8th. If you want more information and the guidelines, you can go to the council's website, which is www.muswellbrook.gov.au.
And just before I let you go, we haven't had an opportunity to speak since Martin put in his resignation as Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council. Anything you wanted to say in regards to that?
Yeah, Martin has been a unique and important factor in the changing face of Muswellbrook in the last, it's 13 years.
And, yeah.
To be commended for all that work. To say it has all been done smoothly and without issues and without controversy would be wrong on my part. And the actual thought processes and the planning that Martin has put into the improvements in the Shire are certainly will be there for decades and decades to come. And he is to be applauded for that. But for all things in all places, particularly in politics, there are certainly times when people need to move on. And Martin has identified that this is time he needs to move on, and good luck to him in the future.
All right, well said. Good on you, Rod. Thank you very much for keeping us up to date. We'll speak again down the track.
Okay, thanks, Mark.